Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
This time we're going to be looking at a children's story.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, it's called Bee's Buzzing Quest.
Okay.
And, you know, even though it's a simple story, it has some really, really big lessons about nature, you know, and how everything is connected.
Absolutely. And, you know, children's stories are so good at taking these big concepts and kind of boiling them down to something everyone can understand.
Yeah, for sure. So our story starts with Benny the Bee.
Okay.
He's buzzing around, but he's in a total panic. His little pollen pack, you know, where he stores all the pollen he collects, is almost empty. Yeah. Can you imagine how a bee might feel if it couldn't find any pollen?
Well, pollen is basically bee food, right? It gives them the energy to do everything they need to do and make honey,
yeah,
which is their food source. Well, so without pollen, they're in big trouble.
Definitely. So Benny's getting desperate. All he sees are sidewalks and empty yards. He even starts feeling dizzy because he's so hungry. But luckily, he's spotted by two kind kids,
right,
named Mia and Jake.
Okay.
They see him wobbling around and decide to help.
That's good.
Hugh, right?
Yeah. What a relief.
Yeah, it's important to remember that, you know, bees play such a huge role in our world.
Totally.
We rely on them for so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they need our help, too.
Yeah, for sure. So Benny tells Mia and Jake all about the problem. You know, no flowers means no nectar,
yeah,
for him and his bee friends. No nectar means no honey. And no honey means no energy for the bees. What do you think me and Jake did?
Well, it sounds like Benny's in a tough spot. You know, bees need flowers to survive, and we need bees to pollinate plants so we can have food.
Right.
It's all this, like, delicate balance.
It is. It's this, like, beautiful circle of,
yeah,
life. So you got it. Me and Jake learned that without bees, there would be no apples, no pumpkins, or even chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah, they're super surprised to learn that bees help make some of their favorite foods.
That is surprising.
Yeah. So to help Benny and the other bees, they decide to plant a beautiful garden full of bee-friendly flowers. That's awesome.
I know, right? What a great idea.
Yeah, and planting a variety of flowers is so beneficial.
Okay, why?
Well, because different bees are attracted to different kinds of flowers.
Well, that makes sense.
So it's like you're creating this buffet for them with tons of delicious options.
Yeah, like a bee smorgasbord.
Exactly.
I love it. So their garden is filled with these, like, colorful sunflowers.
Okay.
Sweet-smelling lavender and cheerful daisies.
Nice.
It sounds beautiful, right?
It does.
So before long, Benny returns, and guess what?
What?
His pollen pack is full.
Yay!
I know. He's so happy and grateful to Mia and Jake that he calls them bee heroes.
Oh, I love that.
I know, right? It's a really sweet ending.
It is. And it shows that, you know, even kids can make a big difference,
yeah,
in protecting bees and our planet.
Mm.
It's a great reminder that everyone can contribute.
Totally.
No matter how small.
Exactly. It's like the story is telling us that we can all be bee heroes in our own way.
We can.
So what are some other ways you think we can help bees?
Ooh, that's a great question. Let me think. Well, maybe we could ask our parents or teachers to plant more flowers in our gardens or in parks.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, we could learn more about bees and teach our friends how important they are.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps.
I love that. So what an awesome story.
It is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Bee's Buzzing Quest.
Yeah, this was fun.
Remember, even small actions can have a big impact when it comes to helping our buzzing friends and the environment. So buzz off and have a great day. Bye, everyone.